long each of us has been coming to 4640, okay? So if you've been coming for like less than a year, go ahead and stand up. Less than a year, okay. Okay, all right, cool. So a bunch of you have come in the last year. Okay, now I'm curious. Keep standing up if you've been coming for longer than 6 months though, if you're already standing. Okay, so okay, cool. So a bunch of you in the last 6 months, that's awesome. Okay, you guys go ahead and sit down then. How many of you guys have been coming for 2 years? 2 years, okay, okay, okay. Very nice, all right. This is good, okay. You guys go ahead and sit down, you go ahead and sit down. Okay, are there any that have been coming 3 years? Oh, okay, that's awesome. All right, if anybody's been in here for 4 years, that means you've been held back and I won't make you stand up, okay? Okay, just kidding. Well, I'm so glad that you guys have been here, whether that's been for months or years. We're just glad that you're here. Now, the truth is we have a lot of fun. Let me ask you, when you first walked into this room, is this what you were expecting? No, right? Okay, maybe, maybe if your friend painted an accurate picture. But the truth is, this doesn't look like a traditional church. If you've ever been to one, sometimes they have pews, which are basically a nice way of saying really uncomfortable benches that you have to sit on, okay? And these huge pipe organs that are beautiful, but like way bigger than that tiny piano there. And you walk into those rooms and you're like, oh, okay, this feels like a place of worship. There's Bibles everywhere and there's crosses everywhere. I understand. But when you walk into this room, you don't always immediately click in your mind that it is a church, that it's a place of worship. And each and every one of us that are in this room need to come to this realization that yes, we're excited to have fun here and play on the cool stuff like the bump and jump and the cafe and the sports court. And unlike a church, we have those things. But like a church, ultimately, we come here for more than just the fun, more than just the friends. We come here so that each and every one of us can grow in our relationship with Jesus. Now, we get this question all of the time. What does 4640 stand for? Now, you've probably wondered this yourself. Where did we get this random number? Well, one, it's the elevation of Grand Junction, which is kind of cool. But secondly, and way more importantly, it goes along with our theme verse that we kind of build everything on. So let's get that up there, okay? So it comes from the verse John 6:40. So John is the fourth gospel of the Bible. So that's where that four comes from. And then the chapter is the sixth chapter. So that's the six and 46. And then we've got the 40th verse. And it says this, "For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day." So this is the meaning of everything that we do here, is that every person that walks into this room will understand who the Father and who the Son is, and they will have forever life in heaven with him one day. That's why you're here. Now, every single person in here has to figure out, okay, where am I at with that? Am I coming in the first few weeks for the fun? Or have I actually started to consider this a place of worship where I can grow in my relationship with Jesus? Because by the time you guys graduate eighth grade, we want every single one of you to be certain in who he is and what he's done for you, and that you will be Jesus followers for the rest of your life. So that's what we're gonna be looking at tonight and talking about, is where am I at currently in my relationship with Jesus and what I'm doing in 4640, and where do I want to be in the next month, maybe 6 months, or maybe year. Okay, so I've got this ladder here. This is the big, big ladder. Thanks, Hope, this is impressive. So this ladder, we're gonna imagine, is like our relationship with Jesus, okay? We all have different starting points and different ending points, but we all gotta start at the bottom and work our way up. So the very top of the ladder represents the closest that you can ever be with Jesus, and the very bottom is our starting point. So a lot of you, the very first week that you came to 4640, you started at the bottom. And so maybe you come for the fun. Maybe you come for the friends because you heard these awesome things are here. That's amazing. We're so glad that you're here. And for you, it might just be for the fun. And then during the sermon, you kind of tune out and you're like, okay, it's 20 minutes till I can go play again. That hurts my feelings, but that's okay if that's where you're at, okay? We all gotta start somewhere. That's the first rung. But you don't want to stay here. You don't want to stay in that phase of never actually having a relationship with Jesus. If that's where you want to be, then to be honest, you're probably better off going to anywhere else, because here, that's ultimately the goal. So then you might say, okay, well, I've moved on to my next step. I've been coming for more than just a few weeks. I've got the whole Jesus thing figured out. And so this might look like actually praying the prayer of salvation. This is that prayer where we make you repeat after us, tell Jesus that you believe in him, you ask him to forgive you of your sins. Maybe that means that during worship, you raise your hands, you sing the songs, you mean the words that you're saying. Maybe that means you do listen to the sermon, or at least the funny parts, and you actually do think, okay, this has to do with me, not just the people around me. That would be the next step. Now, I would say the majority of us in this room, the majority, are probably here and here in those first two steps. And that's okay. But how can you move forward? What comes next? What's after that? Well, let's say that this third step would be, okay, you're coming, you got a relationship with Jesus, you listen to the message, you do the worship songs, and you have a connection with Blue Team or a pastor. Okay, so these people in these blue shirts, they're not just professional element runners. Okay, believe it or not, we don't just come so we can give you candy. We come because we care about you, and we want to hear about your life, and we want to be able to pray for you in whatever it is that you're going through. And so that extra step for you is, well, I've made a connection with that pastor or that Blue Team person. When I am going through something really, really hard in my life, I know that Rob is here every single week, and I can go to him, and I can pray with him. And to be honest, the best way to make that connection is to come to camp. Now, camp is already full this year, but a lot of you are signed up, and your room leader at camp, that's going to be your go-to person, your built-in buddy that you can come to 4640 with every single week, okay? So then there's that accountability. There's that Blue Team person that can pray with you. And then by the time you graduate out of middle school in 4640, this is where we want you to be before you get into high school, is this fourth and final step. And you might think, okay, well, if I'm coming and I'm listening to the sermons and I'm participating in worship and I'm praying with Blue Team, what more could there possibly be? Well, there is more, and it's outside of this room. What this fourth and final step for you might look like is actually being with Jesus outside of church. So maybe that's praying to Jesus. Maybe that's actually downloading that Spotify playlist that we were talking about earlier and praise and worshiping on your way to school or just in your room. Maybe that looks like opening your Bible, since we're always telling you to do those things. Maybe it's inviting your friends to church. Last week, we had that awesome event where we did the Bring Your Friend giveaway, and we had you invite all of your friends. Well, remember, it's not just the one invite. It's week after week after week, bringing Jesus into your school and saying, please come to church with me. Please, it's so much fun. And keeping them coming back and back and back. By the time you get to that fourth step, then you're ready for high school. If you're doing those things, man, you are prepared, and we can govern what you do from there and help give you advice on what your next step is once you graduate. But if we're honest, a lot of us probably cozy right here on this step. So how do we move forward? Well, tonight we actually have a student that's your guys' age. He's in middle school. And Jesus asked him to come and share his story, put a story on his heart to come and share with each of you. Because he's just like you guys, where he's been coming to church for a long, long time, but he had to figure out for himself how to move up the ladder, because his parents' faith couldn't do it, his pastor's faith couldn't do it, his friends' faith couldn't do it. He had to make the decision for himself. And so I want you guys to be very, very respectful, very quiet, because remember, this is your peer and this is an intimidating place to be. But he's going to share his story tonight of how he's figured out which step he's on and how he can move on forward. So come on out here, Judah. Let's give Judah a round of applause.
My name is Judah, and I go to Redlands Middle School, and basketball is my favorite sport to play. When I was a kid growing up in kids' church, I loved it. I loved playing with my friends, playing games, and just having fun. I also listened to all the sermons that the pastors were preaching and how the people in the Bible applied it to their lives. The pastors were funny, and I liked hearing their stories. It made a more kind and loving person, but I really never used what Jesus was saying in my life. I would just do my own thing, playing with my friends at school, and I would forget about what God was saying in my life. I'd forget about reading the Bible and trying to stay close to God over the week. Then on Sunday, I'd go back to church and it would start all over again. Even though I went to church every Sunday, I tried to copy my parents and what they were doing and believing, but I didn't really feel like I was connected to God myself. Only if I had borrowed faith from my parents and the pastors. One day, I was helping on Red Team and teaching little kids to learn about Jesus, and I realized that I should become more connected with Jesus myself. I decided to get the Bible app that I hear the 4640 pastors talk about, and I decided to start reading the New Testament. As soon as I began to read the Bible myself, I began to learn about what Jesus did during his time on earth and his teachings and parables. Then I was reading Luke 6, 46 through 49. So why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't know what I say? I realized that was me. I kept saying Lord and going to church and sort of loving him, but not actually knowing or following his teachings for myself. I kept reading 47 and 48. I will show you what it's like when someone comes to me, listens to my teaching, and then follows it. It is like a person who digs deep and lays a foundation on solid rock. When the floodwaters rise and break against that house, it will stand firm because it is well built. I knew that the floodwaters were the tough times in life and that it feels like everything comes against you. It feels like it's going to knock you down. But when you are following what the Bible says and what the Lord says, the house will stand strong because it is built on a firm foundation. In moving to a new school when I started sixth grade, that was a floodwater time for me. It was hard to learn my way around and hard to know what to do. I needed a firm foundation in Jesus to make it through. I started to read the Bible every day and go to Christian clubs at school like FCA and of course 4640. That set me up for tough times when I wouldn't get knocked over so much. The Bible verse continues, but anyone who hears and doesn't obey is like a person who builds a house right on the ground without a foundation. When the floods sweep against that house, it will collapse into a heap of ruins.
So it's one thing to say this verse, but then it's another to act it out and visualize it. So I've got some nice little sand castles here. Sorry to interrupt you, Judah. I just wanted to play in the dirt, okay? So we got one sand castle. And do you guys see what's under this one? Sand. Okay, keep that verse up there for a moment. And then we got this other one. What do we got here? This is a cinder block or a rock, okay? So what Judah's saying in this verse, what Jesus teaches is when we build our house, meaning our entire life, everything that we are, who we are, on one surface versus another, it makes a difference. When we build our house on things of the world, so maybe that's our friends, maybe that's what culture says, maybe even sometimes what our teachers or our parents say, it supports us for a certain amount of time, and it's okay until the floodwaters rise. Just as that verse says, and floodwaters are bad things that happen in our life. Maybe that's fights with those friends. It's fights with those parents. It's those teachers that teach us something that actually goes against what the Bible says. And so we realize that's actually a good way to drown, is to build our life on the things of this world. But if instead we build our life on who Jesus is and what his word teaches, which is only truth, and it never changes, and God who actually has an active part in our life, all of a sudden when bad things happen and they hit us, we have a firm foundation. Are you kidding me? What?
I used a lot of
water. Yeah, you did. Okay, let's say it's a lot of water. It would take... What do you, okay, all right. Bye, Joe. Thanks so much for your help. But when you build your life on this rock, on this firm foundation, even if there was a bunch more water that hit against this rock, you're not going anywhere. Why? Because you've built your life on something that is never going to change, that's never going to move or slide out from under you. And that's what this verse is teaching, and that's what Judah had to find for himself.
The sand was me when I was younger. I came to church and play, not hear, not obey, and not apply it to my life. I felt like I was collapsing and making it where I would be a heap of ruins. I would keep trying to build the house back up, but it never really set on that firm foundation with Jesus for when the floodwaters came. If you don't feel like you have a firm foundation with reading the Bible and following God's word, start reading the Bible and changing yourself. I know there are people in this building right now that listen to what the preacher says, listens to the song, but are how I used to be. They never apply it. You might stand there listening to the songs, but aren't praising the Lord from your heart with what he's done in your life. You may not be taking the sermons the pastors are teaching and actually doing them yet. It is important that we follow what the pastors are saying and actually get the Bible app or read a Bible. And it's important to read it between your everyday 4640 services and just your life. And it may be hard when your friends are around you not following Jesus. But you should follow Jesus and not stay with your friends if they aren't making the right choices. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, 43 through 45, a good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. A tree is identified by its fruits. Figs are never gathered from thorn bushes, and grapes are not picked from bramble bushes. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your heart. I want good things to flow from my heart, and those good things flow when we read the Bible and follow God's word. But evil things come when we don't follow God's word and don't make good choices. I notice that reading the Bible is changing me. It's helping me to become a more kind, loving, honest person. And it's helping me in school, sports, and just in my life to become a better person because of Jesus. Before I read the Bible, I was tricking myself by going to church and saying I was a Christian because my parents are Christians. But in my heart, I was just doing my own things. James 1:22 says, "But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself." This verse is saying, don't just listen to God's word at 4640 and only pretend to use it. Otherwise, you're just fooling yourself. I did that for a long time until I learned that I need to grow my relationship with God through reading the Bible and living it out. Maybe some of you are in the same spot that I was. It's time to take the next step into following God's word.
Good job, Judah. I didn't pay him to say any of that, okay? That was all Judah. He wrote all of that. That all was from his own heart. That was all honestly his own story. And that was his next way up the ladder, was to share that with each of you tonight. Why? Because he's seen it work in his own life. He knows how important it is. Therefore, he wants you guys to find it for yourselves because of how life-changing it's been for him. Every single week, we teach a lot of the same stuff, guys. Who Jesus is, how to get closer to him through prayer, through worship, through reading your Bible. But if you're really honest with yourself, how much of that are you actually doing? So many times you guys come to us and you say, my life is so hard. Things are falling apart and I don't know what to do and I don't know who to go to. And my friends and my teachers and my parents, they can't seem to help me. Yeah, we've all been there. And that's because we're building our life on the wrong things. The next step for us is to find the firm foundation of who Jesus is. So ask yourself, where am I? What am I doing when I'm coming here? What does it look like in my relationship with Jesus? Am I down here on the very first rung when I should be further? Am I on the second rung when I know that if I just own my own faith, I could move up pretty quickly? Or am I on that third rung where, yeah, I take faith at 4640 seriously, but what about home? What about at school? We have really super easy ways, guys. We make it as easy for you as possible, but ultimately we can't be the ones to do it for you. Your parents can't either. It's a decision that you have to make for yourself. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what it might look like to actually start to do these things at home. So we're going to put up these options for a Bible. Now, I know a lot of you probably don't have a physical Bible like this at home. And even if you did, are you going to go about opening it and reading it? Probably not. Be honest, okay? You're in church. Probably not. And that's okay. But we have other resources available for you guys. How many of you guys have a phone? I hear them drop in the bleachers all the time. I know you guys got phones, okay? Guess what? YouVersion is the entire Bible completely free. Completely free. Every single verse on your phone, and it's called YouVersion. If you want to take out your phone and download this app right now, totally do it. Totally do it. And what's cool about this is it's not just, okay, let me start in Genesis and read all the way through. Guys, that's not a good plan. But what it does is it tells you what to read. So let's say you're struggling with anxiety. You guys come to us all the time and say anxiety is so hard for you. Anxiety sucks. Read a Bible plan about it. Search in the YouVersion app, anxiety, and it will pull up all of these plans of what the Bible has to say about it. Maybe a two-day plan where you read the Bible 2 days in a row. Maybe a three-day plan or a four-day plan. It's your decision. Hey, guys up there. Hi, I can see you. Okay. Four-day plans, all about anxiety. What God has to say in the Bible and then what it actually means. This next app is really cool. This is the one I personally use. It's called Through the Word. It's also free, also has the entire Bible on it. And what's cool about this one is it explains the Bible that you're about to read, the verses you're about to read, before you read it, and it says it to you. So you don't have to read it yourself. It speaks it out loud to you. And this guy is funny, and he's smart, and he knows so many things about the Bible. And then after he explains it to you, then you read the verses, and everything makes sense. We highly, highly suggest you get those two apps. There's no excuse. They're completely free. And if you don't have a phone, you might have a tablet at home. You can download those apps on your tablet as well. If you want a paper Bible, we'd be happy to provide you one if you don't already have one. But get in the Word. And don't just open it up from the beginning. Use these resources to help you get into it. We also have that playlist on Spotify for camp. That's up there. That has 6 new songs on there. But then also, 4640 has a whole profile on Spotify where you can listen to our worship at home. Guys, you can take these steps. You can move forward. You can build your life on something that lasts, but you have to be willing to do the work for yourself. So let me just ask you to close your eyes and bow your heads. Just a couple of minutes that we have left here. And I want you to ask yourself, where are you? Where are you in your own personal walk? Have you decided to follow Jesus? Has it actually changed anything about who you are, the things that you say, the actions that you take? When you come to 4640, are you coming to hear the sermon, to listen to the worship, or are you constantly being corrected by Blue Team because you just don't take it seriously? When you're at home, would anyone ever be able to tell that you love Jesus? Are you doing the things that get you closer to him, like opening your Bible, worshiping, even just talking to him? Where are you at? And now, what's your next step? What are you missing? Maybe it's too soon to start reading the Bible because you're super, super new to this whole thing. That's okay. But come back. Come back to 4640. We'll keep telling you about who Jesus is and what to do. But if you've been here for 2-3 years, it's time. You're old enough. You're smart enough. Watch it change your life. I guarantee you it will. And so, Lord, with every head down, every eye closed. We just come to you honestly with where we're at, Lord. And we just apologize if we're not where we're supposed to be. If we've let friends or distractions or sports or whatever it is get in the way. And we just ask right now, Lord, that you will give us the strength and the wisdom to know what's next. What do we need to do? Who do we need to be? How do we get closer to you, Lord? And just remind us that when things are falling apart and we try and go to all these different areas to find answers, you're there waiting. And you're the only thing we could ever need. So we thank you for meeting us here tonight. We thank you for Judah's story and how it's going to challenge each of us. And we want to tell you that we want to be the best that we can be. Get as close to you as possible here at 4640. We love you. Pray that you protect us this week. Be with us. Keep us safe, healthy, and strong. And it's in your name we pray. Everybody said, amen.
Thanks for listening to the 4640 Student Center podcast. For more information on what's happening in 4640, you can check us out on social media and at our website, 4640gj.com. Service times are Tuesday and Wednesday nights. Hope to see you there.